Entry 4, acting as a subject matter expert. LinkedIn post starts. 4 questions a CMO never should answer. In honor of a big announcement for Diary of a First-Time CMO, my team got me behind the camera and put me on the spot. All to help the build-up, apparently. I'm nothing if not committed, so here we are. Was I terrified? Worst hiring story. What's one idea I had that bombed? At Dave Bentham, you will remember this one. What did I do in the early days that makes me cringe? Keep your eyes peeled on Thursday for the announcement. LinkedIn post ends. I mentioned in the last diary that doing online events and podcasts doesn't come naturally to me. I'm not a natural extrovert and used to find these types of things really nerve-wracking. But I know that I can act as a subject matter expert for Cognizant, and SMEs are a big part of our strategy. We've worked with external SMEs, but another more accessible and often cheaper way to implement an SME strategy is with your internal team. You essentially become a B2B influencer for your business. Sharing content on LinkedIn, hosting a podcast, doing speaking events, contributing to other companies' content, and generally doing what you can to share your expertise and get your business out there. Now, I won't lie, as Cognizant has scaled, it's become much harder for me to commit to as many of these activities. But I know this kind of work is really helpful for the business. How, I hear you ask. Well, there's a quick demonstration. Here are some of the results we had on our company page LinkedIn post when we launched our recent demand gen playbook versus the results we got when I shared this news on my own profile. So as this is an audio version, I'll just narrate, but the first post that was shared on the Cognizant account only had 22 engagements and 1 comment versus the one on my own post, which had 112 and 14 comments. While the numbers of people liking my post are also not massive, there's still a big difference in how willing people are to engage with individuals versus companies. And when you compound this by sharing from multiple SMEs in-house, it amplifies the impact you can have. For example, Fran, Cognizant's global head of demand gen, and Liam, VP of marketing, also shared posts like this, and they got 71 and 98 engagements. So that's now a possible 1,177% increase in engagement from a company page versus SME profiles. Not only this, but these kinds of SME posts offer us an opportunity to push thought leadership ads on paid. These tend to perform well as they look like more normal user-generated content. So far in 2024, LinkedIn thought leadership ads were responsible for 35% of our influence pipeline. So it's about finding ways to scale this activity without requiring as much time resource from me, which for us means I work with one of our demand generation content managers to workshop ideas, create content outlines for podcasts, create decks for public speaking events, and build the bones of what we want to put out into the world. And then I put this all into my own words. I think that is the most important part of this, the into my own words part, because I think people would be able to see through it pretty instantly if I had no part in shaping the content. It just wouldn't be authentic anymore, and it would compromise the whole thing. But it's often the ideating and first draft that takes up the most time when it comes to writing content. We've all had the blank page dread before. So this simply speeds up the process. It also works as a helpful reminder, as the content manager will be in touch regularly to discuss what the next content idea should be. So it can't fall to the bottom of my to-do list. Now, I know many people reading this will probably think AI can help you with this. And you're right. That's something we're really excited to explore more at Cognizant. In fact, I've just implemented an OKR for every team, challenging them to find one repeatable workflow that can be improved by using AI. We're in Cognizant's scaling phase, and I know that very soon the board will expect me to show how I've made my department more efficient by leveraging AI in the right areas and ways. I'm trying to move the team from one-off random AI use cases to predictable processes that can be scaled. People are wary of AI, but AI-powered tools could be the answer to unlocking extra capacity and output, which I can't be mad about.